Memories like the corners of my mind, misty watered colored memories of the way we were. Of the smiles we left behind, smiles we gave to one another, for the way we were. My mom used to listen to Barbra Streisand all the time when I was a young kid. And this song was released on the year I was born. And as I said before on this, I have no memories of before I was 10 years old. But I've since found out this was the song she listened to a lot. It was a favorite song. And of course, the music you hear as a baby stays with you your entire life. Sets me off, this song. I can't hear it. I don't know why. I just cry when I hear it. It's often good to cry, but not always. Because when I was a teenager in 1988, I, as I am now, I was obsessed with snooker. And I'd invited all my mates around the house to watch the World Snooker Final. And it was probably the most boring final of all time. It was Steve Davis versus Terry Griffiths. The two slowest men in sport, the two slowest men in any sport. The table had more personality. The table with four legs was more human than them. Dull. So dull. I didn't care who won. But me and my mates, 14 years old, loved the snooker. So there we were. And I was a nice 14-year-old, but even the nicest 14-year-old, you know, my son is 14, even the nicest 14-year-old is grotesque. It's mouthy, burger, cheap crisps and sweet-eating idiot. Chatting shit with my mates, Chinese burns, sucking each other's dicks. I don't know what we were doing, it was an old boys' school, so. Middle of the game, we're all bored. And then, as they do every year in the World Snooker Championships, they do a montage to music of the championships, clips from the championships set to music. And in 1988, they used the music to the way we were. Barbra Streisand. And this came on and they were showing pictures of like Dennis Taylor and Bill Werbenick, you know, a fat Canadian who had to have 10 pints to steady his nerves. I'm not kidding. And I'm looking at these snooker players and one minute in I think, what's happening here? I start to shake a little bit and I start to cry. Uncontrollably. My mates are like, what's happening? What are you crying about? And I said, I don't know. And they said, you're crying about snooker. And they threw crisps at me. And I couldn't go into detail at the time. But if I'd had more time, I'd have said no, actually. I don't understand why I'm crying. When we cry, there's the trigger that sets us off. In this case, it's the music. But what's behind that? And that night I told my mom what had happened, and she looked funny and said, oh, I used to listen to that song all the time when you were a baby. You know, I thought that's the reason you cry, isn't it? Because of stuff you don't remember. Stuff you experienced, stuff you saw. And not just because Bill Werbenick has downed another 3 pints before potting a pink. I don't cry over snooker, you know. Apart from Jimmy White and Ronnie O'Sullivan. I love snooker so much. I mean, forget what I've said. Maybe it was just the snooker. Forget what I said. Forget it. Forget everything. Because if you forget it, yeah, if you forget it, it won't come back to haunt you. Memories may be beautiful and yet what's too painful to remember? We simply choose to forget. So it's the laughter we will remember whenever we just the laughter. That's all I remember.